Well, several oil industry associations have asked the Environmental Protection Agency to retroactively waive the 2011 cellulosic ethanol requirements under the RFS, as no reported volumes of cellulosic ethanol production were reported. However, the Advanced Ethanol Council believes that waiver should not be issued, as in a letter to the EPA, AEC Executive Director Brooke Coleman points out that Congress anticipated potential shortfalls in cellulosic ethanol production in the early years and created a mechanism to address such a situation, a credit waiver system to account for variations from the established schedule for advanced biofuels. Coleman believes retroactive adjustments to the volumetric requirements would, in essence, short-circuit this market signal and slow the development of the industry. Coleman urged EPA to continue to enforce the RFS volumes it sets each November for the following year, as well as the credit provisions that were established at the urging of the oil industry and other obligated parties. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.